This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of August 30th to September the 3rd. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and as such, has his finger on the pulse, has his thumb on the the people that come up with all this information. He's there. He's on it. He's at it. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, and believe it or not, they're connected. And that's really inspiring, Michael. Congratulations.
I love connecting them dots.
Yes.
That's what all about.
So let's do it. The dot, dot, dot.
Should we connect a few dots here? Okay.
Please.
Number 10. Social media bias and influence, along with the Jeopardy story. Jeopardy fired Mike Richards from his job as the executive producer. Poor guy is smacked into the wall of political correctness. And number 9,
I'm not sure he was that great a guy to begin with.
Well, I mean, yeah. You know, to be a game show host, you have to be, you know, a holy man.
Right.
I mean, think about it. It's a game show.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about Jeopardy like it's, you know, the new Pope. It's a game show.
Look at all the attention it's gotten.
But I mean, think about how political correctness. I mean, I don't know, Mike Richards. You know, he was like a shock jock at one time. He made a few podcasts. He said some nasty things in the spirit of being a bad boy and a rogue, which happens in media.
Mm-hmm.
As far as you know, his indiscretions in the workplace. I mean, now things are coming out. But what I find amusing is how the producers and public relations people behind the game Jeopardy have somehow created the illusion that Alex Trebek, you know, may he rest in peace, was some type of a holy man.
Mm-hmm.
that right. You know, who can fill his shoes? You know what I'm saying?
And
it's a game show. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Elijah
McClain. You know what it does? It speaks to our perspective on things and how everything is so distorted and warped. And
yes.
Part of that happens, I think, because of discussions on some of the stations with some of the hosts that we talk about here on this program. There's distortion. It's hard to know what's real and what isn't anymore. You're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you do. You put it into a category as if it was one of the most important things, life and death. It's not a life and death issue. It's a TV game show.
It's a game show.
Greg was a swell guy, and
he was a great game show host.
Yeah.
You know, they hired Alex Trebek a year or two ago to moderate a serious debate in Canada about a local issue in the media there, because he's a Canadian.
He
made a joke. He made some kind of a flippant joke during it, and it triggered a controversy. How could the moderator of a debate take this so lightly? And he said, I'm a game show host. You know, if you hire a game show host to moderate a debate, what do you expect? Mm-hmm. You know, he knew. He knew. The whole Jeopardy thing is a fascinating exercise in public relations.
Mm-hmm.
And as to whether or not they blew it with the, you know, the debacle of, you know, the replacement of Alex Trebek and all of the parade of people and the LeVar Burton thing.
Well, they built up expectations, and that's what, you know, so they've tripped on their own you-know-what.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, should we do number 9?
Why not? Let's keep going.
The Elijah McClain.
You know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go back to number 10. I could talk about that all day. I find Jeopardy fascinating. I mean, it's a microcosm of everything in our society. You know? Crazy stuff.
What do you find? The question is, what do you find to be a microcosm of our society? And the answer, Michael, is?
What is Jeopardy?
And
that's the first time in all the years I've been watching Jeopardy, and I'm a big Jeopardy fan, that I've actually answered it with a question. I would lose because I would forget to go, what is? I've always found that to be an annoying part of the show. Why do they have to have that cockamamie question-answer thing? What's that about?
What a great expression, cockamamie.
Yep. I'm so tired of this.
All right, I know. Let's keep moving.
That guy, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name. The big star, the greatest game show. I feel like I'm pulling a Biden here.
The greatest game show host of all time?
The greatest game show contestant of all. Ken Jennings. He's the first celebrity fill-in host, and every time he would finish, thank you, Alex. Like, thank you, Alex.
Well, I think they're still in the credits of the program. They still pay tribute in memory. I think it says, there's a slide that says, in memory of Alex Trebek.
Yes, you know, which is fine. I take nothing. I don't want to deny Alex Trebek any of the great credit he deserves. I'm just simply pointing out that it's a game show, and Alex Trebek was a very, very slick, very polished, very smart game show host. We don't know sometimes the difference between a game show host and a religious figure or a politician or somebody appointed to a position of, you know, running a hospital. I mean, it's just what you said before. There's tremendous distortion.
Well,
enough said.
Could that be said?
I keep trying to move on, but this is interesting.
I'll carry it one step further. Might we have that attitude toward a lot of the people who become godlike who are talk radio hosts? I mean, look at the attention paid to Rush Limbaugh. And maybe that's, you look at some of these other people.
Rush Limbaugh was involved in influencing public policy and public opinion about important things.
Mm-hmm.
Game show hosts, I mean, they're judged on how smooth they are, if they don't flub, if they seem credible, and if occasionally with Jeopardy, which is a real tightrope, moderating, hosting Jeopardy is difficult because you've got to be smooth, but, you know, heaven forbid you step on the show or you try to step out as the star of the show, you're going to get in trouble. And Trebek just walked that line very, very carefully. It's very difficult, very difficult role. When you make something bigger and more important than it really is.
Sure. And Merv Griffin, whose idea these shows were, was a genius.
Yes.
One of the smartest people to ever be involved in the entertainment business, with the creation of both those shows at the same time, 30-some-odd years ago. And because of those things, never mind everything else that he did, he became a billionaire.
But
he
was a talent. He was a great talent. He was a talk show host.
Yeah.
And he was a great creator of original ideas for programming.
He was.
And he was a brilliant businessman, all in one package.
And he was a very... I sat next to him. He invited me to a Christmas party, or I was seeing somebody at the time, so I went to a Christmas party that he had. I'm trying to remember when it would have been, in the, like, 96, 97, somewhere in there. And his best friend in life was the actor who was my... I can picture him now. I'm trying to come up with his name. Italian name. Great character actor. And he sat on one side of him, and I sat on the other side of him. And it was just... I didn't really contribute much to the conversation. He wanted to know how long I've been in talk radio, and what did I talk about, and yada, yada, yada. But he came across, he was the king of the room, and yet he was not trying to, you know, he wasn't trying to foster that. It was his party, but it was everybody's party. You know what I mean? He was that kind of a guy.
He can cry if he wants to.
Look, we spent 10 minutes talking about
Jeopardy. We just slipped on a banana peel. We may as well go home.
Excuse me.
Why don't you take a break, and then we'll come back on the road.
Okay, we'll do that. Back on the road again, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Anderson and Doug Steffen at quarter past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin, who are responsible for losing tons and tons and tons and probably hundreds of tons of pounds. People that get on the Calitrin program lose weight and keep it off. Check it out for yourself at toploss.com. You want to lose weight and keep it off? Toploss.com. When you buy the product, check out using the discount code DJV for the best values, the BOGO deals that they have, especially over this Labor Day weekend. Super sales. Calitrin takes the natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off and does it so successfully. All right, so we haven't gotten through the list yet. Why don't we go back?
See if we can get through the list at least. Let's talk about Mike Richards more. Why don't we bring him on this show? Call it the DJVM show.
Okay, I'll remember. Okay. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you.
So at number nine, we have the Elijah McClain case, and that ties with race relations and police reform. And the California recall is at 8. At 7, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia. At 6, we have the economy, supply chain issues, inflation, fears, and the infrastructure. At 5, we have Texas abortion and gun laws, and that's tied with immigration reform. At number 4, we have January 6th committee and Trump election fraud claims. He's still running around saying he won the election, but with friends like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell, who needs enemies. At number 3, climate change, Hurricane Ida, and wildfires. Terrible. Terrible, terrible things happened in both Louisiana and the Northeast. Yep. At number 2, COVID-19 variants, vaccines, mandates, and madness. And at number 1, the Afghanistan withdrawal. And if you want me to go on with the people we can.
The people list we'll do in a couple of moments. A top 10 people list. A chart presented and prepared by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Also find them on our social media and at DJVShow.com. It's 21 after the hour. We'll continue. And I actually want to dig around at some media ownership stuff when it comes to talk radio. That's next.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after, Michael. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview on the radio of the charts presented every week by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You find the charts listed, as I said, at talkers.com, along with lots of other things, news and information about what's going on among us in the talk radio world. We have not done the people list because, Michael, you've gone off onto a tangent. And,
I know.
Yes.
I was undisciplined.
Yes, very.
You know who number 10 is?
Yes, I do.
Mike Richards. Want to talk about him?
I think we've had enough of him.
Okay. And number 9. Well, I'll tell you, he's very interesting.
I know we've had enough of this guy, frankly.
Gavin Newsom?
Oh, my God, what a baloney. He's a gabunga.
Don't be so sure.
How am I so sure?
Don't be so sure. Gavin Newsom has a lot of things going for him, as well as things that you can take shots at. And, of course, Larry Elder is tied with Gavin Newsom.
Mm-hmm.
And
in more ways than one, it would appear, according to the polls. Anyway,
very interesting. Actually, what's happening now is the Democrats are alarmed that Larry Elder might actually win. So it's galvanizing them, and the polls are indicating that tons of Democrats are going to turn out and vote no on the recall, which invalidates whether Larry Elder is the first, second, or third of the alternate candidates. There's 46
and then
people.
Someone who is clever will say that the Democrats were racists because they voted against a black man.
A lot of people think Larry Elder is a racist.
Oh, yeah, because they do. Because he doesn't play along with the company script.
Yeah, Larry Elder is a fascinating, complex individual. I uncovered a podcast that I did with him about a year and a half ago. Before we had an inkling that, or he even had an inkling, at least publicly, that he'd be running for a high office. And it's fascinating. I'm going to be playing it on a lot of our shows. I'll share some of it with you in the coming weeks if his candidacy turns into something more than just a flash in the pan. Let's go to number 8. Joe Rogan, the famous podcaster and comedian and sports announcer and kind of an interesting character.
And unfunny. I don't think he's funny at all.
I don't follow Joe Rogan that much other than knowing what his career's about. But he has COVID-19, but he seems okay.
Right.
Liz Cheney is at number 7. She became the co-chair of the January 6th committee.
Yeah. I like her.
So they, Well, I mean, she certainly.
I didn't like her father, but I kind of like her because she's got some starch and she's standing up to the people who would otherwise want to push her around. And I like that. Not only a woman, but I like it in anybody. And you look at some of the stuff, by the way, the January 6th, they still show the picture of that guy with makeup on his face and wearing the horns as he's the face of January 6th. Yeah. And I think he was found, I forget the guy's name, he was found guilty of something this week, wasn't he, if I'm not mistaken?
He's guilty of bad makeup, that's for sure.
For sure, exactly.
You know,
yeah.
What a schmendrick. I love laying those words on you.
Mm-hmm.
At number five, we have Madison Crawthorne. Kevin McCarthy at 4, Greg Abbott. Hey, Abbott! At number 3, Ron DeSantis at 2, and Joe Biden at number 1. Figured I'd get it all in before the break.
All right, so we figured out that Joe Rogan is not funny. Here's a name that might not make it into the list, but because of his conversation, once again, a so-called conservative talk radio personality named Eric Erickson. You think that's his real name? I don't know. I don't know this guy.
I think it is.
It is a real name. Okay. Anyway, he's on WSB in Atlanta. He lost a member of his family to COVID, and I'm not sure where he's been before, but he's been very vocal this past week talking about organized efforts to undermine trust in the vaccine. He says it's evil and it's a sin. So maybe we pick up
on that. Yes, let's talk about that.
I think that's important to talk about, which we will as we continue on this week's Talk Radio.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden traveled to Louisiana after the devastation of Hurricane Ida. Power for 800,000 people has been out all week.
I know you all are frustrated about how long it takes to restore power. It's dangerous work. 25,000 linemen from around the country have come here to Louisiana to help. Crews from 32 different states are helping.
The president said the federal government is putting pressure on insurance companies to make sure displaced people get living assistance. He also talked about the new jobs numbers.
Well, I know some wanted to see a larger number today, and so did I. What we've seen this year is a continued growth, month after month, in job creation.
The Labor Department reports that 235,000 new jobs were created. The president blamed the Delta variant for the sluggish growth. This is USA Radio News. Many different groups are still trying to get people out of Afghanistan. Some lawmakers are stepping up to try to get help to the people still trapped there. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour now. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official list that is generated by Talkers Magazine every single week, 52 weeks a year. And Michael Harrison is here each week to go through the list and talk about some of the things that people in the inside, if you will, of Talk Radio, sort of like a can of worms, in a manner of speaking, right?
Some of the I guess. Yeah, there are a number of worms on this list.
Not included in that list, though, is Eric Erickson. We were going to talk about him because he lost a family member to COVID.
Oh,
and apparently he has talked. I haven't, you know, the rap on many of the so-called conservatives, I don't like that term. I call them right-wingers because I think the word conservative has a more important meaning and connotation to it than referring
there's
to
nuances between right-winger, Republican, and conservative, definitely.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, there was an article in Newsweek this week. Erickson said on his program, "Listen to this, you idiots. What I care deeply about is that some of you are scared of getting the vaccine because you've heard people on the Internet lie to you. People that don't know that they're even lying. They don't know what the truth is. I don't care that you don't want the vaccine, but if you're out there spreading lies and misinformation and disinformation and willfully undermining people's trust with a vaccine, I care about that a great deal." This guy is a lawyer, apparently, right? Is that right?
He's a lawyer. Councilman? He's also I don't know what the word is, but he has he's a cleric, he's a religious student.
I remember he and I, wait a minute, now I remember at Talkers in June, I met him, and we had a conversation. He's kind of got a red, he's a redhead, heavy set guy.
I think he's a very talented host, and I think he's a good person. I don't know where you're going with this. I'm not up
I'm
to
making
speed
a statement.
Okay,
I'll just tell you, and then you go on about him. My statement here has to do with the underpinning of those people on the air who are quote unquote conservative, i.e., I refer to them as right wingers. And they say, many of them, Phil Valentine, an example, Mark Bernier, another example, of two fellas, good guys, friends of ours, that have died of COVID, and they were on the air talking about the vagaries of the vaccine, don't wear a mask, this, that, and the other thing. And I think that's what, in this circumstance, because Erickson lost somebody in his family the same way that Bernier died, and Phil, a painful, horrible death. And so this is his response to people who are saying on the air and off the air that they don't know what they're talking about when it comes to the vaccine and the mask, wearing of the mask.
Right. So what is your take on that?
That he is flying counter to and with these other folks.
He's not the only one.
Their tune.
First of all, all conservatives are not necessarily Mike Lindell or Donald Trump conservatives anymore.
Yes, correct.
Many conservatives say that Donald Trump has a death grip on the GOP because you can't win the damn primary without his support. But then when you have his support, you can't win the general election.
Yeah.
And this is a terrible conundrum. But
excuse me for a second. There's a great lesson in civics in that reality in and of itself, which is a great talk radio conversation about how people don't understand, because we don't teach civics anymore, how important the primary is to the outcome of the election. People don't vote in the primary, but that's where the real decisions are made.
Often wind up with the lesser of two evils, because
yeah.
you get the extremists on both sides,
right.
you know, because of the fact that people that are more motivated to vote go to the primary, and
yeah.
then they force the issue. But as far as Erickson, I mean, to me, it's a logical thing that you would change your tune or go against the grain if, in fact, something happens to you or something happens to a member of your family that brings it close to home, and it ceases to be some type of an abstraction. So the thing that makes COVID different than so many of the other social issues that we've been fighting about for years on the air is that COVID strikes everybody personally in their home, in their car, in their business. It's not something that affects
somebody else.
Everybody
is vulnerable. It's not
that's the point.
How much money you have. Or,
right.
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's what changed. That's why this pandemic, and now it's going on almost 2 years, is starting to really affect the fabric of not only the American psyche, this is going on around the world.
Well, I think you make some really good points here, and that's why I wanted to bring up and tie it in, because I always...
But Eric Erickson's a good guy. I mean, not that I am the judge of everybody's character to the core,
but my
knowledge of people in the business, and you know that I support all points of view because I support the platform as being a meeting place for the exercise of the First Amendment.
Yeah,
I don't push one agenda or another, but I occasionally comment on it. But my main comment is to have people have legitimate views.
He is a good guy. I remember having the conversation with him there. Let's go one step further or one step back. What you just said about what it sounded like equivalency, the business of people, this sort of speaks to the larger issue that is a talk radio issue, and that is what to believe and who to believe and how to ferret out what's true, what's right, what's just. There's so much controversy, and Erickson speaks to that in this piece in Newsweek, as to what is the content of the information that's on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Can it be believed? And, you know, it gets, I think you go back around to any bit of information. It's not just on the social media, but how do you know what to believe in general, whether it's listening to the radio to somebody that you believe is right, or reading a newspaper or magazine or some article that comes from TMZ. Is the only difference between stuff that's gossipy on social media versus that which is quote-unquote credible is the definition of the source? I mean, just because you write for the New York Times, that doesn't mean that you write the correct information and that you are correct, especially with the news media being the New York Times is a premier example of a slanted rag, in my estimation. So,
yeah, but then you again, you might be slanted in saying that, you know?
I could be. Maybe I am.
Right. No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just simply pointing out that, you know, my view of this is that, you know, okay, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
But we're having problems dealing with the separation of subjective and objective observation.
Mm-hmm. Where are the facts? Isn't that
sometimes there are no facts. Sometimes there's only theory. Sometimes there's only theory, and what happens is we start talking about theory as if it's fact. Look at science.
Right.
Look at science. I mean, most current establishment scientists talk about the Big Bang Theory as a fact. Mm-hmm. It's a theory.
Right.
Einstein's relativity, which really is the foundation of modern thinking for the past 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, it's a theory. It's not proven. We have to understand the difference between credible theories, ridiculous theories, conspiracy theories.
But who's to determine whether it's credible or ridiculous? You?
Yeah, me and you and everybody listening to this. And you have to. And that's why you have to be an adult. That's why you have to be educated. That's why education has to be something that is a teacher should be considered more important than the host of Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm. But this week. Focus on teachers, at least in my neck of the woods, you may have seen this story as well, teachers who are advocating for positions rather than for just, it's the old question about teaching what to think versus how to think. And there was something in Virginia, it seems to me, that made it onto a talk radio program that I was listening to. The teaching of, it wasn't evolution, but it was something like that. And, you know, how, excuse me, you get into the business of religion. And my religion teaches me this, therefore I'm going to teach you that in the classroom. Whereas a lot of people don't have the same point of view because they don't have the same religion. So for this guy, the fact was, according to what he was taught, A, B, C, and D. But the parents of the children in the classroom say he's got no business teaching that because no. That's not part of the overall curriculum. But yet, there's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so confusing now. Everybody's got an axe to grind and they want to bring it to the surface and woof. So we're losing, I think we're losing our place. I think we're losing our minds. The News Talk Radio World, now focusing on the people list from Talkers Magazine this week. That is the people who have been a part of the story lines in much of these discussions. At number 10, Mike Richards, the guy that got off from Jeopardy and some of the social media comments about him. Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder are tied as the front runners, the top runners for either staying in the chair of governor or being the new governor of California. Number 8, the comedian Joe Rogan, who's not funny. Number 7, Liz Cheney. Donald Trump is 6. Madison Cawthorn is 5. Kevin McCarthy is 4. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is 3. Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, 2. And Joe Biden is number 1. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking that DeSantis and Abbott may be running against each other in the primary for the Republicans the next time around in the presidential race. Let's see if that happens and find out. We'll follow it here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheet Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. The charts for the week of August 30th to September 3rd here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's start at number 10, shall we, and count down to number 1 at number 10. The situation with all the social media focus, the influence of social media, and the biases of social media. Police reform, the Elijah McClain case. Number 8, the California recall. And number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, the Texas abortion law, the Supreme Court getting involved in that. Number 4, the continuing focus on January 6th. Is it or isn't it something we should be spending time on? Hurricane Ida and the next hurricane coming up the coast. Number 3, number 2, COVID. And number 1, Afghanistan. Those are the stories that occupied most of the good air on talk radio programs around the country this week. All right, let's get back to our focus on what's going on in the world of talk radio. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm proud to present Michael and his overview of what's going on in the form of his Michael Harrison interview, the MHInterview.com. This week, a talk radio person, a station owner, and a politician all wrapped into one.
Amazing. Scott James Matheson of Valdosta, Georgia, very interesting guy. He owns the station. He's the morning host there for years, and he was elected mayor of the city about a year and a half ago, and he's juggling it all, and it's an interesting conversation. Then next week on the podcast, it'll be another guy that juggles a lot of things by the name of Doug Steffen.
I'll be sure to listen to that. Let's go back to this guy, Matheson, for a second. You said he juggles a lot of things. Did he stay on the air when he was running for mayor, or did he take himself off?
Yeah, he did. He got away with it. And there have been a couple of attempts to claim he's broken some laws, but the court upholded his position. So
is that arrogance?
Well.
How would you describe that? The law says that you can't be on...
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Equal time that you have to offer to the opposition. Yeah. Maybe that's.
I might be wrong. I don't know. It's all murky to me. Valdosta is a very mysterious place.
It's rather Florida. It's like
hello,
a Florida.
Valdosta.
City.
Hello,
Valdosta. Valdosta, yeah, there are people listening in Valdosta.
I know.
And maybe on that station. I'm trying to remember which of the two stations I'm on. I don't remember
because
which one
if it's not, we're going to be off.
Yeah, listen. Hello, Mr. Matheson. How do you do? Mayor Matheson. Michael.
We love
the
you,
morning
Mr. Matheson.
Mary. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now continues with the services of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman. He doesn't charge his hourly rate, which is kind of cool because it would be too expensive if that were the case. We all know how lawyers charge. Wowie zowie. He's also the founder of Scamicide.com. And I wanted to start with that before we took a gander at a couple of the stories from the top 10 this week from talkers. This whole business of scams that target seniors. How do we fight these scams? Because they're becoming more and more prevalent.
They are. And, you know, there's actually some scientific evidence in regard to why seniors are so vulnerable. And there's a part of our brain, which I can't pronounce, that deals with skepticism. And as we age, it becomes less viable. So they are more likely to fall for scams. And then you have the issue of, you know, why did the bank robber rob banks? Because that's where the money is. A lot of seniors have accumulated a lifetime of savings. So, you know, one of the big things is the seniors get scammed on the phone. And we've got to train our parents and grandparents and seniors we know, frankly, not even the best thing they can do is not answer the phone if they don't recognize the name. If it's legitimate, they'll leave a message. But, you know, training, educating seniors is a real, real effort. You know, there are services that will block some robocalls, but none of them are 100%. And so it's a real problem. It's one that I focus on quite a bit.
I think that along with scams that are perpetrated at veterans, those are on the rise as well. 80% of vets say that they've encountered a veteran-specific scam. 16% said they've lost money on them, which is pretty much twice the rate the general public. This is a typical scam. Callers pose as charities to collect money to benefit vets or claim that a government benefits program for which the vets qualify requires they give them money first. Good God.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed it out, because the statistics for veterans as far as being both targeted and victims of scams is just very, very discouraging and huge. You mentioned charities, though, and following, you know, Hurricane Ida, there are going to be a lot of people who want to give to charities, and
scams.
There are phony charities out
yep.
there. And mm-hmm. also, as you have pointed out a number of times, there are charities that are, quote-unquote, legitimate charities that keep the lion's share of the money. So you've got to make sure that if you're donating to a good charity. We had a piece on scamicide.com this week listing some of those, but you can go to charitynavigator.org. It's a free site, and not only will it tell you whether the charity is legit, it will tell you, as you've said, how much are they keeping and how much are they giving to the actual people who are the victims. So give to these charities, but make sure you're giving to a legit one.
That's why I stay the heck away from the Red Cross and that ilk. All right,
there's
let's
a lot
get
of
to,
bureaucracy there.
Yeah, tremendous. Okay, so on the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, the Texas abortion law and the Supreme Court. Somebody referred to this as is on the shadow docket. What does that mean? The Supreme Court's shadow docket. What is that?
Yeah, that's kind of a conspiracy thing, you know, saying that there are a number of the older precedents with which some of the more conservative justices are against, and so this is the cases that they are looking to take. I'll tell you, I'm really glad you brought up this particular law, because there's a lot of misinformation about this, including why the Supreme Court ruled how it did, which was 5-4, although interestingly enough, it is really important. And Chief Justice John Roberts, who is by no means a liberal, he was in the dissent against it. And here's the interesting thing with this. There are states that have laws like this that have been knocked down. This one didn't have the state enforce it. It had individuals do it and get paid a bounty. So that was how they squeaked by, but a lot of legal scholars feel that's still illegal.
Really? So a lot of stuff now. The Supreme Court doesn't go back really into session until the first week of October, right? So all this stuff
That's
is just
correct.
Trickling out from the last season, last session.
Exactly. Well, this was also an emergency order, which they will do from time to time.
Right. So that means just one person usually handles it, and they decide whether to agree with them or not, right? That how it works.
Well, in this case, the full court heard it, but it's not the last that this law will be under attack.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, professor of law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.